Hi, Film Club. Chris here with my first ever boo. This is a cool idea. Hopefully we can get some nice back and forth on this. Unlike the blogs, but, I mean, really, that's my fault. You guys are all doing your part, and I haven't been blogging as much, but hopefully I can do more of these, and we can get some nice discussions going. And that's really cool that there's a hotline too that John set up. I guess it's through your Google Plus account or something. But yeah, I'll probably use my phone at some point and leave a message through that. Hopefully I can get some dating advice as well. Kind of like Teen Line from Saved by the Bell.
Teen Line, this is Nitro.
Hopefully Nitro can answer my calls and give me some dating advice. Anyways, I'm going to talk about Looper because I don't really have anything to add about Bava. I have a few. I think there's a couple of his movies on Instant Watch that I added to my queue, I think back when we made those director's lists. But I haven't gotten around to watching any of them. I hope to at some point, though. I'm not going to write them off, and even though I'm kind of known as being anti-horror and just a big chicken, I do hope to check those out at some point. So I'll post or leave a boo when I do. So
I am one of many specialized assassins in our present called Loopers.
So Looper, I really enjoyed, like you guys, I think like Jeff said in one of his boos that, we all kind of recognized that, Ryan Johnson's a talented director, and, Looper was fun. Obviously John has a hang up about the time travel involved, and I don't, obviously Brandon called it petty. Jeff, I think, is claiming that, he's trying to understand John's position more and get to where he's coming from a little bit, even if he doesn't necessarily agree. I don't know. I think John just wanted an excuse to reference Huey Lewis in the news. I don't think his Back to the Future comments are sincere. I think that's like me comparing Damsels in Distress to Napoleon Dynamite.